The guitar is working this morning. That's always a good thing. Hey, we're so glad you're here. Good morning, church. Good morning, church. Hey, we're going to worship this morning together. We're going to sing. We're going to pray. We're going to celebrate. Who knows? We may even cry a little bit, but we're so glad that you're here. For those of you visiting, if you look around a little bit, we're renovating this room as a community space and as a worship center, so pardon our construction. But please stand with us. Phil's going to kick us off this morning. 3, 4.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Good morning. My name is Chase Green. I'm one of the pastors here at Asbury, and I'm at this church, and it's such a joy for me to welcome you to this space. Maybe you here are here to experience God's extravagant love. Maybe you are here to reignite your passion for God. Maybe you're here to experience the strengthening in faith and support. All that and more God gives to us when we respond, when we reach out. I want to especially thank our visitors for being with us today. it gives us a great joy to know that we have new people coming into our midst, and we hope that you feel at home here. We want to let you know that we would like to have everyone write their names down on the registration pads as they are passed to you. That'd be a great big help for us to figuring out who is here this morning. And a few of the announcements that we have for you is that next Sunday from 10:30 to 12:30 will be the Youth Quesadilla Lunch. This is a fundraiser that will go to help fund mission trips and different events that they will be participating in. Adults are $10, kids are $5, and you're welcome to go and either take it to go or eat there in the warehouse next Sunday. We do want to also let you know that on a couple weeks from now, on a Saturday, we'll be having a cancer support group. Megan Arnold and Bill Chrismon have both gone through that horrific time, and they are wanting to put together a team of support. There'll be a devotional piece, an educational piece, and so we encourage you to contact them or the church office if you'd like any information about that. And of course, anyone who's gone through cancer, anyone that's been affected by cancer is welcome to come to this group. With that, let us now stand and greet one another in the name of Christ.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name.
To sing Your song again. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart.
Lord, I need you.
My soul to rise to you when temptation comes my way. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you.
Jesus, you're my hope.
Again, we're so glad you're here this morning.
Amen, amen. Can I have all the children come up forward for our children's moments, and also Miles and Christian. All right, just gather around here.
You have some help this morning.
Sit down here. Everybody come up. We'll have it right there. Okay, y'all can come right up here. Okay. I want y'all to watch something, okay? And you tell me a lot about it, okay? Let's do it again. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. So, Christian is pretty brave, isn't he? He just fell back. What did he have to do? He had to trust. And who did he have to trust? That's right. He had to trust Miles, that Miles would catch him and prevent him from falling. Another way we call that is faith. Christian had faith that Miles was going to catch him. Because what is Christian seeing? What's Christian seeing when he's standing up? No? He's looking ahead, right? He doesn't know how far back Miles is, does he? He doesn't know if he's right there and ready, if he's scratching a spot on his leg, if he's paying attention. But Christian had the faith and trust that Miles was going to be there to catch him. Who do you trust? You trust your family? You said that. You trust your family. You trust him? That's good. What about some others? Who do we trust? You trust your sister? What about you? You trust all your friends? You trust your best friend? You trust God? But can you see God? How do you know God's there? Okay, Scripture tells us that God is real. God is always with you. Maybe your family and friends have told you about God. Maybe you've experienced love. Having faith in God is so important because it allows us to trust and trust that God will always be there no matter what we go through. Does anyone want to pray for us? Will you pray for us?
Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for your family. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And thanks to our two special guests, Miles and Christian. You can go back to Miss Sherry. We'll take you back for... I invite you to take a moment and look in your bulletin, and you'll find the prayer list actually on the Divine Service pages. There are several names there. Those are individuals that we want to be lifting up in prayer in the next week. And of course, we also want to lift up prayer requests that are in our hearts that maybe we don't want to voice yet. So as we come into our prayer time, we can also think of those. Let's now go to God in prayer. Most gracious God, you call us, you initiate your love for us. How great, how splendid, how wonderful it is to know that you do deeply and unconditionally love us. No matter what we've done, how we've failed, where we feel trapped or hurt, the one constant that we know is that you love us. God, we thank you for that love because it inspires us to love others. It inspires us to want to transform the world by this great love given to us with your divine grace. Lord, many are on our hearts, those that are going through struggles, those that are going through cancer, those that are just having a tough time, a tough start to the new year. Lord, you call us your children. That's how you see us, and you want to lead us gracefully by your name into holy living. Holiness meaning that Christ is in us. And as we believe that Christ is in us, it calls us to remember that Christ is in the other. Christ is in my friend and my neighbor and the person I don't know at all. and I must treat those with unconditional love. May you grow within us a great faith that can last us a whole life long as we journey in our faithful living. And now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As the ushers make their way forward to receive this morning's offering, remember that at the back here is a large bucket, and in that bucket are homeless food kits that you can take in your car and pass out to those in need that you see around our community. Take as many as you'd like, and let us share love and kindness to all those that are going through such a tough time. Let us pray. Holy God, bless all that we give. May it be used for fruitful ministry. And may we not only give our money, but our time, our presence, our ability, our very lives in honor to you. Amen.
To hear what you would say, the word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you. Beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you. And in the quiet, to hear your voice, word of God speak, would you pour washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing myself. at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
Amen. I don't know about you, but that's always been one of my favorite contemporary worship songs, and it really just sets everything into focus with how we are to be with God. What a joy. We now turn to our scripture passage, which comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Hear these words as they are read aloud, and may they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment to prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. I took a philosophy class when I was in college, and one particular day, the professor asked us, when we were gathered there, that the rest of our day we were tasked with questioning everything. And what he meant by that is when you walk out of the building and walk onto the ground, how do you know that the ground is not going to fall in? If you're sitting in the cafeteria, how do you not know that this magnificent structure isn't going to collapse on top of you? You weren't there when they constructed it and had all these great minds put the pieces of things they needed to put together in order to make that building stay up. So how do you know it won't collapse on top of you? How do you know when you get in the shower and you put it on the steaming hot that a second later it won't go frozen cold? How do you know that the food you eat won't poison you? And the cycle continues. And what the professor wanted us to do is realize that, A, we take a lot of things for granted as we go throughout our life and not really thinking things through. And B, we have a lot of faith of how things work together. Faith is all around us and used in a variety of different ways. Take, for instance, don't you have faith in yourself, faith in your abilities, your energy, your intellect, that you are capable of accomplishing something at school or at work? And don't you have faith in your friends and your family, sharing love with them? Almost every time there's an election and a debate, there's usually this question: what difference does faith make in your life? What role does faith play in your life? And the underlying question is, what do you think about God? What do you think about religion? And when we think of faith, that's usually the dominant way in which comes to our mind, having to do with believing in God. Having that faith in God, it takes trust and hope. Trust that everything I believe in is true. Hope that everything I believe in is real. For we haven't seen God. We haven't touched God, smelled God, heard God with an audible voice. How do we not know that the scriptures are just some grand scheme by some men to make us all be nice? Because we don't embrace a blind faith. A certain element of faith takes experience and data and research for whether it's true or risky to take such a position as to have faith in God. We have the evidence of scriptures that show us experience after experience that people have had with this incredible God. We have our own experiences and the experience of others to reinforce those notions. We have history and tradition that outlines how people have come to the faith. And we have our own intellect to put it all together. Your faith journey is so critical, so vital. But why do you have faith? Maybe you've had faith since you were young. Your parents and grandparents instilled in you this important thing. Maybe you had a crisis in your life, and there was some solution to that crisis that you could not explain, and it's been eating at you that there must be something bigger out there that brought you that solution. Or maybe you've just been around the block so many times, you know there's something greater. The faith we have is our lifeline to God. When we have faith, we are brought with this question of, what is it God wants to do with me? And the answer to that question is simply put, to grow more in faith. Because by growing more in faith, it means I will love in a deeper way. It means I want to experience all that there is of having this God fill my life with purpose and meaning. It means I'm being equipped to serve in more and unique ways those that are hurting. It means I'm tasked to bring peace. That's what happens the more we grow in our faith. We cast all of who we are upon God. We embrace God fully. That's what faith is about. Believing that God loves me, wants me, wants to see me transformed and help transform others' lives. As we think closely about how faith is formed, I want us to think about some different dynamics that come into play. I know for a fact that foundation of faith is so critical. It was so important for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to have that foundation of faith that he could have his support on, that he could build and walk upon with truth. After obstacle and stumbling block and wall built up, he had to go back to that foundation of faith, that voice of God that said, go, that voice of God that shares and wants justice, wants love for all and peace for all people. And every time there was something blocking the way, he would have to go to that foundation of faith. Your foundation of faith is critical just as much as his. How level is it? Is it crumbling? Is it sturdy and smooth, and you feel as though it's firm enough to walk on, as we remember the question in philosophy of how do you know if the ground's going to fall beneath you? How do you know your foundation of faith is strong enough to support you through crises after crises? Another element that is so important is our focus within the matters of faith. The more focused we are, the more intentional we are with our how we speak and our actions, the focus we have gives us drive and clarity. Especially when we face significant doubts, when we have problems arise in our life that there's no explanation for. When a child tragically dies, we all must have questions of doubt, because we know that that is an injustice. Not acceptable. And it's not enough to say, well, have stronger faith. The key is that our doubts are not obstacles, but just there to help us get through these tough moments. Jacob wrestled with God, as we must wrestle with our doubts and questions of faith. Faith is not strong if it can't confront doubts head on. And from that grows our faith in God in ways we may have never imagined. All from how we focus our faith in a clearer way. When someone is baptized or confirmed in our church, they are asked a question. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, oppression, and injustice in all the forms they may present themselves? That freedom comes from faith in God. The freedom where God gives the power and takes off our shackles that have bound us to the ground because of our sin, and empowers us to freely serve God by our own free will. When we take upon God's yoke, it gives us freedom. Freedom to love. Freedom to forgive. Freedom to share new life. Freedom to share how God has transformed my life in such a way by the faith that I have in Him that everything is changed, and I must tell others. I must show others. Do you feel free being a Christian? Have you experienced that freedom and liberation on knowing that you can cast all of your burdens, all of your pains, all of your struggles upon the shoulders of Christ? And that Christ says, come to me. Faith only moves forward or backslides. And God always wants us to walk forward in our faith. And walking forward in our faith puts the words of devotion, the words of our commitment, and transforms it into actions that will change lives. We shared earlier, have we seen God? Well, unfortunately, everyone got the answer wrong, because we have seen God. We have seen God through Jesus Christ. That is God. God in the flesh, who's shown us how love is to operate, who's shown us how forgiveness is to be extended to all, who's shown us that second and third and fourth and unlimited chances are a part of this life and journey of being a faithful Christian. And it all comes down to having that faith at the very beginning that God is real, that God is love, that Christ is risen. For Christ propels us forward by his love and grace. And how we approach this new year with a new faith is our rededication and commitment to God. Right now, for just a few moments, I want you to think closely about where it is you are with your faith in God. Just think silently to yourself for just a moment about where you are with your faith in God. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us. His name is called Emmanuel. God is with us, and God is the one that provides the faith for us to journey. When we feel we are losing our faith, we go back to the source of our faith, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As our singers are coming forward to lead us in our final song, I would invite you all to stand and sing with us. And if there are those who would like to come forward for a time of prayer, to reaffirm your faith, to join the life of our church, or to commit for the first time of having faith in Jesus Christ, we want to celebrate that with you.
Thank you. Oh soul, are you wearied and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. Well, there's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Well, turn your eyes upon Jesus, and look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Sing that with us.
May the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the peace and strength of the Holy Spirit be with us all as we go out into the world and we share our faith by our actions of love and mercy. Amen.
Turn.